This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, you spend enough time at home working and quarantining, pacing, staring at the same four walls. Well, for a lot of people, thoughts turn to home improvements, which for the more robust projects, you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and pick up some lumber. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, that and a steady increase in housing demand has caused a shortage of wood and made that wood a lot more expensive to boot. Here you go.
Lumber is a commodity, kind of like soybeans. Greg Kuda is a lumber broker. He's president of Westline Capital Strategies, and I caught him in the middle of a busy trading day.
You know, just give me one sec.
He calls his job trading lumber futures risk management.
You quote stuff 30, 60, 90, 120 days out, and you need to quantify that risk because you're not going to deliver that wood until the jobs start to come due. So they need to lock in the risk and quantify that risk moving forward.
He says there's a couple of reasons the price of lumber is at a 2.5-year high. First, hardware stores are selling a lot more of it than brokers expected as folks stuck at home tackle those long postponed projects. And although home construction paused for a bit in March and April, it never really went away. The sawmills, however, slowed down drastically.
You did see a decrease in production, and to bring that production back online, you don't flip light switches and running sawmills and turning them off and then turning them back on. There's this slow, laborious process to bring production back online.
He says right now, buyers are just trying to get their hands on any lumber they can, whatever the price. Pete Stewart is president of the timber analytics company Forest to Market. He admits that high demand for lumber will lead environmental groups to worry about deforestation, but he says that concern could be overstated.
In the U.S., we're growing 15 to 20% more trees than we are consuming, which is good for the environment, good for everything.
And he says growing more trees will help ensure the lumber supply is healthy when those sawmills get back to running at full steam. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.